The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's November 20th. We're a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. And we've got an expert with us today telling us how we can save money with our heating. You know, in the summertime, you're here and you talk about cooling. Now we're talking about heating. Dave Moore, City of Columbia, Columbia Water and Light.
Yeah.
We were talking before we came in. Probably the biggest problem we have is leakage around the air ducts. Is that right?
About 9 out of 10 homes that I go into, you can find a lot of problems right around the furnace and the air conditioning system. Mm-hmm. They're not put together that perfectly. A lot of air is spilling out.
More so than air leaking out around the windows and doors and those light fixtures?
Well, that would be something that you'd have to test for, but I find some pretty massive amount of leakage down there. It's just that the heating and cooling companies may work a little bit fast, and they don't go back to do the detailing that's really necessarily. Like, we were talking about your particular home, and you noticed that there was air, you know, potential coming on the return system, and you took care of it with some duct tape. And that's what I've got here today. I've got some products here that you can use to seal those gaps.
Now, we'll try to explain them the best we can, painting pictures if you're listening on the radio. But
yes.
you want to go to kbia.org, then click on Talk Shows and click on Radio Friends and watch the segment, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. And this stuff could end up saving you some big bucks with your heating and then cooling in the summertime.
Yeah, the big culprit that I find is that you can go up to your furnace, and if you can do this on your furnace and walk right up to it and see the filter and be able to pull it right out and stick it back in, that needs to be covered. The filter is right next to the furnace fan, so it's going to pull the hardest, and it's going to pull air out of either the closet that the furnace is in, the basement that it's in, the room out in the garage. Mm-hmm. It'll pull air right from that area there, untempered air.
So you're saying if you can see where the filter is. Now, with mine, there's a door on it. You have to do a latch, and then mine's one of those big accordion filters that are about 6 inches thick.
Yeah.
And you have to slide it in. It's quite an effort taking it out and sliding it in.
Yeah.
But I should still seal that up?
No, that's specially made. And a lot of times you'll find heating and cooling companies will go to the extra effort to make a nice cover for that. So it's easy to cover it up after
you put the filter in. Yeah, because it's got a rubber seal on it.
But a lot of times we'll find that the filters, that the plenums that are made for the filters aren't correctly sized. And so the filter sticks out maybe 2 or 3 inches because that's the closest fit they can get. Then that's really a mess because you're really pulling a lot of air on that filter. In that situation, you know, I mean, if it's a simple slot, you can cover it with some tape. This foil tape here that I brought along is real good for that.
So it looks like duct tape, but it's not. It's a lot firmer than duct tape.
It's made specifically for attaching onto metal.
It's called intertape polymer group.
I basically it's like aluminum foil with stickum on it.
Okay. Look at it on the web, and you'll see what we're talking about.
And you can find this in a variety of hardware stores. You can shop around for the best deal, but normally it'll run you about $12 for a good roll.
Okay, but it looks like it's about 2 inches thick or
two inches wide,
and it's a thick kind of aluminum foil with sticky stuff on the back. This, you say, is better than using duct tape?
Yeah, this is more designed for that application. Duct tape, the adhesive is not quite as aggressive as this adhesive is.
Okay.
And so you can use this. I mean, you can go around, wet your furnace with your hand, wet your fingers a little bit, and you can feel some of the air pouring out of different fissures and stuff. This makes it a really non-messy way of taking care of that. But if you like to get a little messy...
Okay, you've got something else.
Yeah, we got some other stuff here. This is you can find this also in your local hardware stores. It's called a duct sealer.
Air duct sealer?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a goop, isn't it?
It's like goop, yes. It's sort of a cross between painting and caulking.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the appliers of this will just take it on their finger or pan and squish it into different crevices that they find. Or you can paint it on if you want a larger. The advantage of this is that it stays flexible over its years.
Okay.
So as the heating and the cooling creates the you know, the metal ductwork to move a little bit, this will accommodate that.
So this is going to dry like a rubber sealant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's called air duct sealant.
Yeah.
And it's for it's water-based, and it's for indoor and, yes. Oh, it says indoor and outdoor.
And outdoor.
So if you go down into the basement and you check your ducts, actually the easiest way to do it, just run your hand along all the seams of the duct.
Yeah.
And if you feel air coming out of there, you could seal it up with the air duct sealant.
Yeah, or, you know, if you just have, you want to get a big tube of this, you know, because perhaps your ductwork's not all exposed. I mean, and we're just talking about where the furnace is, because a lot of times you have finished areas beyond that, and they're going to be hard to get to. But from my experience, I've seen a good 10 to 15% of air leakage right at the furnace, and that can be easily taken care of with these two products. Of course, you can use the standard caulking if you want to use some silicone caulk. If you're a caulk person, you can do that. But there's a variety of
and,
tools.
And all of this,
you
if you're caulking on the furnace itself, it's not a fire hazard.
No. You want to use like a silicone because it's going to stretch the most and stuff like that. It's the biggest problem. You got to kind of schmooze it out too, you know, so you might just want to go with the duct sealant. But here you can see you got a big tub of it and you might not have that much leakage to take care of.
Right.
Or, you know, get your buddies together on the block and say, okay, that's all.
And everybody
have
go in and take care of their individual house. You've got something else I want you to explain.
I've been interested to see you some time ago on your show here, and this is insulation that's made out of Levi's.
Levi jeans.
Denim material. And now it's locally available in a 3.5-inch bat. It's for people who are allergenic to, say, the cellulose or the fiberglass. The fear of it's probably more than really what they're going to breathe. But you can get this locally now, and it's also a little better soundproofer, too.
And it is Levi.
Mm-hmm. Levi. Made out of denims. So it's a recycled product.
Yeah.
And it's very pretty, too. You might not even want to cover with drywall. You
know? And does it come in a big...
Bats. Mm-hmm.
Will this work as well if you're if you want to insulate up in your attic? Is this going to work as well as the regular insulation?
Yeah, it might be. I haven't really checked the price on it to enable to do that kind of cost analysis. There's obviously for attics, it's a huge amount. This, from what I know, this is being used in like some small, maybe a bathroom where you're tearing out the wall or something like that, or maybe an area where you have some noise and you're doing some remodeling.
And it's good for soundproofing, too.
Good for soundproofing, yeah.
Okay. So if you have any questions about any of these items we're talking about, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends. You can watch this again so you can see it in detail. I mean, this is pretty interesting. Or you can give Dave Mars a call, City Water and Light Department.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your telephone number, Dave?
Be 874-7325.
874-7325.
As easy as this, 7325.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And happy Thanksgiving to you, Dave. Tomorrow, Pause in the Park and Maples Rep Theater. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Eric Stazak. He's back with us after a year's absence. Welcome back, Eric. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Bonzer. Any questions? Anything you'd like to hear or see? PepperP, Missouri.edu. Bye-bye.